The outlook for wheat is starting to brighten with the recent bump in pricing. Sales agronomist Bob Vanning with Dakota Mill and Grain reports spring wheat works well in a rotation.
Just makes a really good environment to plant corn into, really pretty good for soybeans and grain sorghum or milo too. A lot of guys didn't get a chance to plant winter wheat last fall because of the late harvest and maybe weren't that interested, some of them, because of the price. And so spring wheat has maybe gotten a little bit renewed interest.
Spring wheat is best planted early, and the window for seeding is dwindling, especially in the southern third of the state. SDSU recommendations reveal the first 3 weeks of April is best for spring wheat planting.
But if you really want some spring wheat in the rotation, the price looks good, maybe you can accept losing a few potential bushels. And also, really, if we have a fairly cool early spring and early summer, you can still do pretty well. So that might be something to consider.
Well, timing is critical, so is rotational placement. Vanning explains wheat planted into corn residue will have higher chances for scab, also called Fusarium head blight. Tolerance for scab within a variety's disease package will help fend off the fungal disease, as will a fungicide at flowering, but not planting in corn residue is best. As for seeding rates, the late planting date calls for a bump in seeds per acre.
It may be as high as 42 seeds per acre, which would equate to about 1.8 million seeds per acre, which would be pushing that bushel in 3/4, or maybe even a little more.
Finally, Fanning advises controlling grassy weeds prior to seeding spring wheat to combat cool season annuals such as cheatgrass. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.